A patient with HHT then really needs an organization that specializes in taking care of these patients. It's a multidisciplinary approach. What does it mean to be a center of excellence, an HHT center of excellence?
HHT centers of excellence is a concept that was created in the early 90s, primarily driven by a patient advocacy group that came together, used to be called the HHT Foundation International, now rebranded as Cure HHT, and they partnered with interested groups of physicians around the country to form centers where they provided all of the necessary components that you would need to provide one-stop care for HHT. And that would involve a medical director who takes care of appropriate screening, an interventional radiologist who has expertise in embolizing these AVMs, a genetic counselor, so patients can and families can be educated about HHT, and an ENT provider who has expertise in how best to take care of these nasal telangiectasias that cause bleeding, as well as less frequent complications of HHT, such as pulmonary hypertension, high output heart failure as a complication of liver AVMs. So the idea is to bring all of this expertise together
in one spot. UNC has a Center for Excellence in HHT.
Yes, the UNC HHT Center for Excellence was started in 2011.
How would you tell somebody who is not being seen in the center, who is just being diagnosed, where would you have them look to find more information about HHT?
I would suggest people look at the Cure HHT website. It is curehht.org. It is a fantastic resource for patients and family members where there is a lot of patient education material there. In addition to also a directory of current HHT centers of excellence, so they can also guide patients to the closest HHT center where they could seek further management.